Hear ye the word of the Lord as it is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah in the 63rd chapter. The mercies of Yahuwah I will record and the praises of Yahuwah according to all that Yahuwah hath rendered unto us and the great goodness to the house of Israel which he hath rendered to them according to his compassions and the multitude of his mercies. For he said, surely they are my people, sons will not deceive. So he was their Savior. In all their adversity, he had adversity, and the angel of his faces saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he carried them, and he bore them all the days of eternity. Surely thou art our Father. For Abraham knows us not, and Israel does not acknowledge us. Thou, O Yahuwah, art our Father, our Redeemer. Thy name is from eternity. Amen. We read further from the True Christian Religion, number 306. In the spiritual sense, to honor father and mother means to reverence and love God and the Church. In this sense, God, who is the Father of all, is meant by Father, and Church by Mother. In the heavens, little children and angels know no other Father and no other Mother, since they are born anew of the Lord through the Church. And therefore the Lord says, call no man on earth your Father, for one is your Father, who is in the heavens. This was said with reference to children and angels in heaven, and not of children and men on earth. The Lord teaches the same thing in the common prayer of the Christian churches. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Amen. So let's begin with a simple question. When we are praying, who are we praying to? Yes, we're praying to the Lord. Now, let's think about this. When we pray to the Lord, how does the Lord want us to think of him? If you think about the beginning of the prayer, how does the prayer begin? Yes? Do you know how the Lord's prayer begins?
Yes. Our Father.
So the Lord wants us to think of him as a father. So let's think about a little more about the beginning of the prayer. It begins, our Father, but there's another word that's used twice in the first three sentences. Yes?
Is it Father?
The first one is Father, but it's only mentioned once. If you think about where it goes from there, though, our Father who art in the heavens. And then heaven is mentioned again a little bit after that. So the Lord wants us to think of him as our Father. And he also wants us to think of him as our Father in the heavens. Now, why does the Lord want us to think of us as us to think of him as a father? Well, you think about what fathers are like and what fathers provide for us. And that gives you some things to think about with regard to the Lord. The Lord takes care of us. Now, as we are born from our fathers in this world, everyone has a father in this world, everyone's born from a father in this world, so when people are born anew, as it said in our lesson, when they are born again, sometimes called being regenerated, who are they born from that time? They're born from the Lord. So the Lord wants to think of us to think of him as being like a father, a father who takes care of us, a father from whom, in a sense, we are born when we are born anew or born again into heaven. So we're born into this world from our natural father, from the father that the Lord gave us in this world. But when we are born again into heaven, we are born from the Lord as our father. So we can think of the Lord as a father. We can love the Lord as our father. We can picture the Lord as a father. Now, one of the reasons it says in heaven is because that's how we are born into heaven, from the Lord. But why isn't the Lord our Father here on earth as well? Isn't the Lord with us here as well as in heaven? Well, you think about the people in heaven. The angels in heaven are like one big family because the Lord is the Father of them all. That was our opening sentence. Have we not all one Father? Well, that's not true in the natural world. We all have different fathers. Lots of different fathers in this world. But if you think about our heavenly Father, our Father in heaven, there's only one. We all have one Father in heaven. So if we are born from the Lord and born into heaven, we're like one big family. And all the people in that family have the Lord as their Father. Now, in a certain sense, that's true here on earth. We're all made by the Lord. But not everybody recognizes, not everybody thinks of the Lord as their Father while they're in this world. So that's one of the differences between being here and being in heaven. In heaven, everybody knows that the Lord is their Father. Everybody recognizes they're all part of the Lord's big family. And that's one of the ways we come to heaven, is when we begin to recognize that we are part of the Lord's family. Now, of course, one of the things we have to do is realize that if the Lord is our Father, He has things to tell us, things to teach us, things we have to learn and things we have to do. So realizing that we're part of the Lord's family and that the Lord is our Father doesn't just mean knowing that the Lord is our Father. It means treating the Lord like our Father, obeying the Lord, obeying the rules that He has. Now, you could picture getting to heaven and thinking of the Lord as Father and obeying the rules that the Lord has in heaven. But can we do that here? Can we treat the Lord like our Father while we're still here? We say the prayer, Our Father in heaven, even when we're in this world, we still think of the Lord as our Father in heaven. If you think of Him as our Father, if we think we're part of the family, if we think we're obeying the Lord's rules, where do we find those rules to obey so that we can be part of the Lord's family? Yes?
In the Word.
In the Word. So we can, even while we live in this world, we can realize that the Lord is our Father. And that may bring us to think a little bit further into the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in the heavens. Those are the first two things. But a little bit further on, we think about, we say, hallowed be thy name, but we think about thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so upon the earth. So the Lord's will is done in heaven because everybody there wants to be part of the Lord's family and wants to do the Lord's will. What we hope for and what we pray for in the Lord's Prayer is that people here on earth will do the Lord's will as well. So that's really what we can do while we're still here, is think about realizing that the Lord is our Father and letting the way that people follow the Lord in heaven be the way that we follow Him here on earth as well. So the prayer begins with Our Father. It actually begins in Greek, Pater Hamon, and the Pater part is the Father. The first most important thing in the Lord's Prayer is that the Lord is our Father. And one other thing to think about that is it's our Father, not just my Father, not just the Father of each individual person, but the Father of us all. Our Father, all of us collectively. The Father of us. And His name is holy, and His kingdom comes, and His will is done when people learn the rules of the Father in heaven from the Word, and then try to let His kingdom come and His will be done on earth here, like people follow it in heaven. Amen.